You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We don't agree with violence. We do not agree with the government. We do.
The Wire.
Following our previous conversation with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, we spoke with Valerie Morse from Peace Action Wellington about the government's plan to replace the Defence Force's 757s with $2.7 billion worth of US aircraft. Valerie said that the purchase was disappointing given the context of cuts to public services and infrastructure that have occurred within the government's current term, and that it was indicative of New Zealand potentially being brought into a wider regional or global conflict by the United States. All right, so to begin, what was your reaction to the government's plan to spend almost $3 billion on helicopters from the United States Foreign Military Sales Program?
Very distressed and disappointed to hear about this large public expenditure on weapons of war at the moment where our public infrastructure, our health system is absolutely crumbling. And I have real questions about whether these are the tools that are actually needed to do the job.
Judith Collins said that the necessity to replace our current aircraft was based on rising global tensions. But do you think this is an adequate way for New Zealand to respond to said tensions?
Well, I guess what I would say is, in my view, the United States and Australia, two of New Zealand's closest defense partners, are primarily responsible for rising global tensions. In particular, the United States. The United States is the single largest supplier of weapons and foreign aid to Israel. And to Egypt, for that matter, and to Saudi Arabia. It is the largest supplier of arms around the world. They are responsible for the genocide in Gaza. They are responsible for the threatening behavior against the Chinese in all across the Pacific. So I really question that kind of framing. They say there's rising global tensions, but the reality is that it's our defense partners, our defense allies, who are responsible for those rising global tensions. This isn't sort of like in a vacuum, like there's this sort of ether of rising global tensions. These are being specifically ratcheted up by the United States.
Do you think this purchase indicates that New Zealand might be brought into a wider regional or global conflict by the United States?
That's exactly where this is headed. I mean, this is exactly, you know, I see these Defense Force, the U.S. Air Force, U.S. military planes coming in and out of Wellington pretty much every single week. This has been a hardcore press by the United States military and the U.S. regime to essentially drag New Zealand into their war, to pull them closer into their regime, and to effectively establish kind of a U.S. military base here in Aotearoa. So along with this defense purchase, we heard just 2 weeks ago them saying that U.S. military troops are now going to start training in New Zealand.
Do you think that New Zealand faces any regional threats at all that could justify this kind of purchase?
I guess what I would say is the regional threats that we face have been very, very clearly outlined in previous defense capability and defense white papers. And those are things like climate change, corruption and organized crime. So there are threats, absolutely, but they are not the threats that the United States military is talking about.
So earlier you mentioned that this expenditure is not an effective use of public spending. Could you go into that a little bit more?
What I would say is that most people across Aotearoa want decent health services. Like we see week in and week out, we've got crumbling health infrastructure. We've got doctors, nurses, and midwives who are literally begging for more money to save people's lives. You know, the people of Dunedin are begging for a new hospital. We've got people in Whangarei begging to have a new hospital. And all around the country, we've got effectively huge waiting lists of people and a government that's intent on privatizing health services. And in the very same moment, in the same breath that they announced a $12 billion spend up on defense, they are attacking relentlessly our health services and undermining our ability to essentially care for people in this country. So, you know, this is $3 billion. That's a brand new hospital for an entire city. It's just simply certainly the wrong kind of spending at this stage. And that isn't to say that there aren't things that we need to be doing to address the kinds of regional threats that I was talking about, but military spending isn't the response that we need.
Are there any other ways to upgrade the Defense Forces equipment, say for civil defense or disaster relief efforts, that you think would be better suited?
I think that's a wonderful question. When Cyclone Gabrielle happened over in Hawke's Bay, it hit Auckland very, very hard. The Defence Force tried to go over to assist the community and, in fact, put out a number of press releases saying how wonderful a job they did, but, in fact, arrived over there and was unable to deliver water because they actually hadn't bothered to get certified to be a water carrier. And so the communities, they were ill-equipped to actually do the kind of humanitarian and disaster relief stuff that they talk about doing. There's a whole range of different options for them to do humanitarian work, to do civil defense and preparation for the kind of climate change that we're going to start seeing very seriously here in Aotearoa. And that might involve buying things like civil engineering equipment, like bulldozers, earth movers, things like that, so that they can quickly and easily clear roads, you know, that they can rebuild infrastructure, things like bridges very quickly. But also that, you know, the money that we're talking about, the resources that we're talking about really need to go into addressing climate change. And that's something that this government has also basically abandoned their responsibility for.
All right. Well, I think that's about everything from me. But is there anything else you'd like to add before you finish off?
The one thing I really wanted to add about this particular sale, which is really worrying, is that last year this was supposed to be a competitive tender. This is $3 billion worth of public money. So there were a couple of different companies that were involved in that. All of a sudden now, this has turned into a foreign military sale that's a done deal with a particular U.S. company. And there's really no transparency about that. You know, there are a lot of questions about why it is that we decided, you know, we have to kind of take Judith Collins' word that somehow this is a better deal for New Zealand. But the reality is that corruption across the defense sector, across military weapon sales, is absolutely rampant. You know, so the fact that this contract for $3 billion is not a competitive tender is kind of outrageous to me. Like, there is really the lack of kind of clarity about how this was arrived at, except that Lockheed Martin basically came along and said, oh, we wouldn't mind having a couple of billion dollars more worth of business. And I'm sure the interoperability that New Zealand Defense Force would have with Australia and the United States is absolutely the most important thing. So it really shows that New Zealand's Defense Force is being primed to simply be an accessory or an, you know, auxiliary force to the United States military, including buying the same equipment, even though that might really not be even just for the purchase of helicopters alone, if that's what we're talking about. If you say, okay, we want to buy helicopters, you would really want to look at what the terms of those, you know, what the benefits of a particular helicopter over another might be to meet our specific needs. But we haven't done that. Instead, we've just said, oh yeah, we'll buy the ones the United States wants us to buy. So I think that's another reason why we should be really concerned about kind of military spending in general. And there's a number of documentaries and really very high profile cases that show this incredible corruption across the military industrial complex.
Actually, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about that as well. Could you tell us a bit more about what you know about the corruption in the Defense Force and how this purchase ties into that?
What I would say is that the guy who used to be the head of the New Zealand Air Force, Kevin Short, he's now the head of Lockheed Martin in Australia. You know, like, there is this, we talk about this particularly in the United States, this kind of revolving door between the Pentagon and the defense industries, the weapons manufacturers like Lockheed, like Raytheon, like General Dynamics. So these guys go into private sector after they've done their term of military service. Well, the reality is that's exactly what we're seeing now here in New Zealand, is these guys come out of the military and they go straight into very high-profile defense industry jobs where they've got a whole, you know, they take a whole lot of that knowledge with them and a whole lot of the connections with them. And so everything becomes, you know, very, very smooth. And you know, I'm not in any way suggesting that particular person is engaged in corrupt activities. I'm simply saying that the industry across the world is extremely well known for corrupt practices, for bribery of governments. There are very high profile cases, and also, you know, just incredible cost overruns, you know, overruns of hundreds of millions of dollars. And we saw that the last time Lockheed did the upgrade of the frigates. You know, it went from being a job that was about $490 million to being about $700 million. You know, this is a stunning bad accounting or estimation. You know, like anybody else would be hauled over the coals, but no, that doesn't really happen. You know, there's no penalties for Lockheed Martin. They just get more and more jobs.
And that was Valerie Morse from Peace Action Wellington speaking to us about the government's plan to purchase almost $3 billion in military aircraft. We'll be right back after this quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.